That's it. All you get is music. There's no hunting and fishing stories in the Four Outdoorsmen. Hey, how's everybody doing out in the State Fair tonight? Come on, make some noise. Say something. Do something. This is Strewman. Steve Strusinski, one of the Four Outdoorsmen. Mark Lukey is another Four Outdoorsman right there. And Boomer Stelmach, who is the Four Outdoorsman, is not here because he's on his way back from someplace up in northern Minnesota. He was fishing and guiding and co-hosting and emceeing the Daniel Drevnik Memorial Foundation Fishing Tournament. We'll talk more about that. So, and his kids, Cole and Sophie. Sophie were there as well. So he's not going to be here tonight, so you got to put up a Strewman. But, hey, thanks for stopping. Thanks for listening to the Four Outdoorsmen tonight at State Fair. To my right, to my right is
your other right.
To my other right is Mark Lukey, and to my left, we've got Brian Rubenstein, and Brian is with, Brian and his partner. Who's your partner?
No partner. I'm alone.
You all by yourself?
Exactly. Yep.
Are you unattractive or not? Not
they
not
always easy, leave me.
Not easy to get along
they
with.
Always leave me.
Brian owns a company called Dead Shot Duck Calls. And whether you like to hunt or fish or whatever at all, this is going to be fun. I'm sure there's going to be some exhibitions about duck calling, and Strewman's not going to be one of them because I can't do it. So Brian, Dead Shot Duck Calls, we're going to talk more about that second part of the show. Then we've got Pat Konzemius.
Hey, you got it.
I got it?
You got it, man.
And Pat is with an organization called Wildlife Forever, all about conservation, pal. I'll tell you what, they've been around for about 25 or 30 years. We'll talk more about that as well as we get into the show. Hey, the Four Outdoorsmen, thanks everybody for being here. The State Fair, this is fun. This is fun.
This is a blast. Yeah, we've been here all day just to be here with you guys.
Yeah, doing what? What? Now, you've been at the State Fair all day, you said, right?
Yep.
Doing what? What was your highlight of the State Fair today?
Pork chop on a stick.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You cannot go wrong with any of this stuff here.
And the weather's perfect. It's just perfect out
here. It's gorgeous.
Thank you for having us.
I was talking to a Big Dog over there, and Big Dog was telling me that he thought by 5 o'clock the rain and hail would be coming. Hey, but BS, Strewman's here, the Four Outdoorsmen here. God's not going to let it rain on the Four Outdoorsmen tonight. Hey, I'll tell you what, thanks for being here, you guys.
Of course, absolutely, and thank you for the invite. And we're excited to really talk to you about exactly what's going on with Deadshot from all the changes the last time we spoke with you guys from what we have on the market now.
Deadshot Duck Calls is one of our new sponsors in the Four Outdoorsmen. Thanks for supporting us as well. And we're going to talk more about that in the second part of the show. And Pat with Wildlife Forever, just give us a tease about what's going on with Wildlife Forever.
We've got some wonderful things going on with Wildlife Forever. Namely, we've got our partnership with Deadshot Custom Call Company, Calls for Conservation. You purchase one of Brian's fantastic acrylic duck calls, and percent of the proceeds comes back to Wildlife Forever to support our waterfall habitat project.
You talked about your collaboration with Deadshot Duck Calls. How did you guys come across each other, and what kind of relationship? Yeah, tell me the story.
What bar?
We're not going there, Stru.
What bar?
It's a strange, sick, twisted little story, but college roommates back in Bemidji.
All right, if you're a college roommate, there had to be a couple of cocktails
what a
involved.
What long trip it's been, Stru.
Yeah. Hey, since we're at the States here, Minnesota State Fair, Four Outdoorsmen tonight on Bob Total Country FM, tell me about maybe some of one or two of your favorite Minnesota State Fair memories.
Well, today has just been the fantastic weather, but at Wildlife Forever, a little over 20 years ago, we helped renovate the DNR State Fair building. We created the Wildlife Forever wing as part of that project here, so it's kind of fun to come back and see Wildlife Forever's impact here at the State Fair all those years ago.
It's true. I remember when all you can drink milk was
a quarter. 25 cents.
A quarter. It's $2 now, but good for the farmers.
$2 to drink milk. I mean, if that was a dry brandy Manhattan, I would jump right in.
Exactly.
But $2 to drink milk is not going to be part of my life, I'll tell you. Mark Lukey and I, my producer Mark, and Mark, since your back is to me, my back is to you, jump in anytime you want. Mark is the shy Four Outdoorsman.
Oh, come on now.
He's the producer of our show. Mark is also involved with Ron Shearer Productions, so he's involved with Minnesota Bound and the Thrush or Crush or
the
Rush.
Thrush is the disease that babies get.
But tell us about your background, buddy. Come on.
My back. Well, let's just back it up a little bit. A lot of people here that have never heard us before. We are the Four Outdoorsmen. We've been doing this for about 5 years. and we don't know that much about anything, but we get a lot of people that do know and can tell great stories on the air. So we're really happy to be here at the State Fair. We're across from the Warner Coliseum. If you guys are in the area, you want to come down and say hello, and we're happy to be here. And about me, I love the outdoors. I decided to put a radio show together about 5 years, and here we are at the Minnesota Get-Together.
All right, tell Mark. Can you hear Mark? Can you hear us out there okay? All right. Can you hear me? You can't very well, huh? I don't know what you can do about that. Turn
for
it up
a little. The best thing, Drew, is we're going to teach Mark how to blow his duck call today.
You want me farther away? Well, you can say that.
We can hear you.
You can hear me. Well, that,
yeah. Stu doesn't have any problems with voice.
Roseville can hear me. I tell Mark Lukey, the producer to my right, that he looks like the guy from Hangover. That little guy, doesn't he?
Well, you know, it's so muggy out here, the beard gets a little curly and thick. It can't handle this humidity.
Exactly. There's a cheese curd in it, actually,
Mark. Yeah, there's
Mark.
Many cheese curds. There's cheese curds on a stick in my beard right now.
I'm from the east side of St. Paul. You help me out. We got Brian here helping me out, all right? Is that good?
Talk, yep, and let the mic, there you go.
How am I doing now?
You're doing good. How's he doing now? He's doing good.
Every day's a gift. Right. I won't move. I won't breathe. But anyway, Mark, all my friends know I'm from the east side of St. Paul, and I came, the east side of St. Paul. Unfortunately, well, never mind. East side of St. Paul, by Lake Phelan, out in that general area, most of my life. And I came to the State Fair every year. And Mark was asking me about when I was a kid coming to the State Fair. And one of my biggest memories was I was in a gang when I was about 13 years old in grade school.
When you say gang, do we put it in quotes?
He put it in quotes. And me, Henry Lucan, Bobby Zabel, Jimmy Wurzba, and Al Mangine came out to the State Fair as a gang. And I remember we were wearing a golf shirt, white short pants, tennis shoes, and knee highs.
nice
and we got our asses kicked and went home. That's about it. But yeah. So tell us more about dead shot duck calls.
So we want to get into that now, right?
A little bit.
No, absolutely. So the last time we talked to you guys, we were basically putting calls out on the market that were custom to you guys in regards to what colors you wanted. And so ever since then, we've kind of come up with some really cool models. And you guys knew about our man's best friend before, where we actually put the ashes in the call.
Absolutely. And you're still doing that, right?
Yes, we're still doing that. It's a very strong line for us. And our customers absolutely just love that ability to bring their best friend back in the field. I like how he just turned you.
And what if I weighed as much as this guy?
So anyways, that was our inception. And so the second one was kind of our snuff series. And Mark actually has a call of that we sent to him. For an example, but our biggest sell right now is our image call. And so one of the most important things, Drew and Mark, and for everybody out in the studio, is basically the calls that we produce are all one of a kind. The calls that I make will never come off your lanyard because it actually means something to you as a person you got to design it. Okay? And so if it ever comes off your lanyard, now it's going to be on a shelf. It's that special of a gift and or an item for you, and they're champion level calls. I've got new inserts that are out now, in addition to just the Echo inserts that we used to use. So we've even come as far as doing that, relying on some of the experts down in Memphis that I was actually able to take a trip and down and see them. Now I have my inserts professionally machined, and I'm actually able to make you a professional duck call without having to source anything from other companies.
All right, then I don't want to ask you about your background anymore, but why did you guys end up collaborating?
What was it? Just a neat opportunity to highlight some of the work that we do at Wildlife Forever. And knowing Brian for several years back in college, he and I actually learned to duck hunt together in Heart Lake, Minnesota, up in Bemidji, and just had a wonderful time doing that. We still hunt today, and so we came up with the concept of calls for conservation, and you purchase a duck call through Brian's shop. And Brian and the folks at Deadshot Custom donate 20% of that sale back to Wildlife Forever to allow us to continue to do our conservation work that we do.
That is absolutely critical to what's going on here tonight and your career as well. That is wonderful. I think the world needs to know that.
Yep. You know, the nicest thing about that, Drew, it's a $115 value. You get a whole year's membership to Wildlife Forever. Plus, you get an excellent quality duck call. It's not some cheap thing that comes in the mail just because you purchased a membership someplace.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And it's a pretty cheap donation. $70 gets you the call, and you can text to get that call, 41411, and put in WF calls. Put that in the message, and 41411, and you'll get your duck call.
We'll talk more about that after the first break as well. Let's go back to the State Fair, because we're talking about memories of the State Fair, and these guys tell me that they're not big beer drinkers, but they enjoy a good beer once in a while. If you guys enjoy a cold beer, if you haven't had a chance, I like to try different things as well. I had the mini donut beer at the Twins Ballpark Cafe, which is just straight east of us here. Try the mini donut beer, but the garlic fries are to die for.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
The garlic fries are to die for. And for $7, you can feed a family. You may not want to sleep together that night, but you can feed a family. Now, I was asking if you guys have ever tried Kentucky bourbon beer.
I think Kentucky bourbon.
Kentucky beer. Bourbon
now,
beer.
See, you had me at Kentucky bourbon. Never tried the beer.
I got to tell you what, I just came across that beer, not at the Minnesota State Fair, so I'm going to tease you guys and our listeners as well. And I don't work for Kentucky Bourbon Beer. I don't even know if that's the real name of it. But I happen to be in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, where my gorgeous wife and I have a little lake place over there and a bar. I like trying local stuff and different stuff. And a bar called the R Bar had something called Kentucky Bourbon. I'll give it a shot. And it was wonderful. And then I talked to a guy I play softball with. He says, you ever try Kentucky Bourbon Beer? And I didn't know anybody else in the world knew about it. It is so good. Huh. And here's, you couldn't find it locally, I didn't think, in the Twin City area. I text Kentucky, or I Google Kentucky Bourbon Beer, and it came up all the places you can buy Kentucky Bourbon Beer within 10 miles from wherever you are. And so I went to a liquor store and picked up some and shared it with some of my friends. Now, here's how it's made. I thought they put bourbon in the beer. It's a great, great sipper. What they do, they make their beer someplace in Kentucky, and they make it and let it sit for a year or two, whatever it is, in the barrels.
Really?
In the barrels where they made bourbon for all those years, and the bourbon that's in the wood, whatever, just kind of like osmosis, assimilates right into the beer. It is an absolutely wonderful sipping beer. So Kentucky Bourbon Beer, I'm going to have them as our sponsors next week, I promise you.
If you work for Kentucky Beer.
Why are we not drinking?
No samples from your screen.
Yeah, well, I've got a roadie in my car for the... No, I don't. But I'll get some when I come home. Hey, now tell us about your backgrounds. I know you guys met in college. You were doing dead shot duck calls. You didn't grow up and being 9 years old and say, hey, I want to do dead shot duck calls.
No, I did not. So basically how dead shot started, Shrew, and this is a completely honest statement. It started out of a brain fart because of my passion. I have hunted ducks since I was a teenager, and ever since I lost my dog, my best hunting partner, it gave me an opportunity to think, well, how else can I honor my hunting partner who did so well for me, et cetera, et cetera. And I just got to thinking how I could bring her back into the field in such a memorable way. And sure enough, you know, through trial and error and family and friends, I just created the man's best friend call.
Yeah.
And I'm all self-taught. And so every single product that we have out there is all my design, all my creation, all my thought process. It's all of our resins, et cetera, et cetera. It's nothing is made in China or anything like that. It's all of our stuff.
And back to your youth when you were growing up, what were your aspirations?
My aspiration.
You went to college. You went to college.
I did go to college. My aspiration was to actually therapy. My aspiration was to be a police officer.
Yeah.
And I met that goal, so I was a police officer for a couple of years, along with I still work at corrections agency, and I supervise parole and probation agents, and I've been doing that for about 23 years or so.
Good for you. Yeah.
And it's off time. Personal time, that's all about the hunting and the heritage and the memories and all the good times that we have shared, not only with my friends, but other people that we've known and grown up to know out in North Dakota, South Dakota.
And Pat, when you were a young man, you just said, I want to be involved with wildlife forever. No, that doesn't work.
No, wildlife's been in my blood ever since I was a little kid and grew up in central Minnesota in St. Cloud area, loved to hunt and fish the woods, and and then grew up in southern Iowa chasing bobwhite quail and whitetails, and mom and dad couldn't get me out of the cornfields or the woods and the streams, and so I found my passion here working in conservation and really enjoying the opportunity to give back and to have a job that allows me to move forward with our mission and do work that means something.
Good for you.
It's true. The fun part of Pat is he was actually a taxidermist at one time.
There you go.
He got paid $2 an hour to learn that trade.
Intern.
No lie. And he did it for a couple of years.
I interned.
That's his passion.
Just to learn how it's done. And
you should see the taxidermy chickadee that he did.
Now that was
absolutely amazing.
That Mark's got a question, but before then, that reminds me of one of the lines. They call me the wild card on the show because I always get my butt in trouble, you know. And if they're going to get sued or I'm going to get fired, it's because
away
I
say from the mic. Sir.
Yeah,
back away
from the mic. Away from the mic. Anyway, so one of my lines years ago that got me in trouble is Boomer Stelmach, who is our fourth outdoorsman, is not here tonight. And when we first met, he was saying that his mom was a taxidermist, and of course, I said she got paid to mount animals, and that didn't go well with the studio and all that kind of crap. Hey, go ahead, Mark. What do you got, Mark?
Well, I just want to reset everybody and say we are the Four Outdoorsmen at the Minnesota State Fair. The links aren't on there; they're finally done, so we don't get bumped anymore. And we do something called the Four Outdoorsmen Shoutout.
That's right.
If you go to our Facebook page, the number Four Outdoorsmen, and post on our shout-out picture. We'll mention you on air. It's a great way to get in touch with our listeners. And I got a couple here. Should I do them?
Yeah, go ahead right now.
First shout-out is a big hello from the Zeiss family. No fishing this weekend. That's a first. Great dinner Saturday night. Maple glazed bacon-wrapped carrots, pork chops, potatoes. There's a great picture there. And a shout-out from our friend Boomer, our fourth outdoorsman, who is driving back from the Daniel Drevnik Memorial Fund. He sent a picture. He says, Dave, from Holiday Station Stores at Mountain Dew Classic on Pool 3, caught this giant walleye. You can look at that picture online. And Corey from What's Working Now Facebook page sent us a great picture with a basket full of fish and said there's a full report on What's Working Now Facebook page. And if anyone else has a shout-out, you can probably come up here and we can mention it or post on our Facebook page. And we just want to thank all of our sponsors for being a part of the show. We have a big show tonight. Stru, tell us who's on the third segment as well.
We've got Eric. I got to think of Eric's last name. Eric Altina. He's a DNR fisheries guy. I think he's a regional supervisor of fisheries in the Little Falls area. And you guys are going to appreciate talking to this guy as well because he is so involved. What now?
You're not supposed to talk to me. Just get my signals.
Oh, never mind.
We're taking a break very shortly.
There we go. Never mind. Am I done talking now?
You got about 30 seconds.
Oh, well, before we have a break. Anyway,
we are professionals, people.
Yeah, this is a live radio show from the State Fair. Anyway, he's going to be talking about a lake that is up in the Little Falls area that has a lot of algae issues, and they're planning on draining the lake by 3 feet, letting it sit for a couple years or a year, whatever, plant stuff in the mud flats, and bring it back to life, trying to alleviate the algae issue.
Big issue.
Little Rock. So you guys can talk to him about that as well. He's going to be on the second half of the show as well. We'll be right back after this break with these guys again. We got wildlife, rather dead shot, duck calls on the Four Outdoorsmen. Thanks, everybody.
Checking in with the Four Outdoorsmen. Find them at mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I'll tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Deadshot Custom Call Company is the only duck call trusted and used by the Four Outdoorsmen. Deadshot Custom Calls are handmade in Minnesota and not available in stores because each call has a direct connection to you. Immortalize your hunting dog with the Man's Best Friend series, or have a custom image or theme made just for you, whether on your lanyard or on your wall. Deadshot Custom Calls are made from the finest acrylics to last for generations. Customize your call at DeadshotCustomCalls.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Barr from Juice Baits. When you're fishing with soft plastics this season, you're going to rock it when you choose Juice Baits. Juice Baits are a less expensive alternative with a huge variety of options, such as craw tubes, creature baits, Senkos, tubes and jig trailers, swim baits and finesse worms, and a wide selection of crappie baits. See the entire selection of Juice Baits at juicebaits.com and like our Facebook page. When you hit the water, throw the juice. Juice Baits, a Minnesota company.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientists observed subject A at station refueling with Synergy gasoline, available in three grades and meticulously engineered to help protect your engine from deposits while giving you better gas mileage. Clearly, subject A is intelligent. Maybe subject A wants to get a burger and be best friends. Subject A is leaving. Conclusion? Synergy gasoline gives you better gas mileage, and subject A is a maybe for burgers and best friends.
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Back to School 101 from Staples. Today's lesson, modern dance. Staples has everything your kids need for back to school at low prices. So when your son finds the Gotta Have It backpack he's been wanting at a Gotta Have It price you've been wanting, you'll both break out your happy dance. Go to staples.com/weeklyad for a coupon to get $5 off your $25 in-store purchase of school supplies. Staples, the back-to-school specialty store.
Offer ends 9/118. Exclusions apply. See store or staples.com for details.
There's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I don't know where the pain went to. But all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me
$782.
$782. Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Total Country Bob FM.
All right, Drew, we're ready.
It's a good thing you are good with making duck calls, dead shot custom duck calls, because on the radio, you are you're a fart in a whirlwind, man, I'll tell you that. Hey, I'll tell you what, Drew, man, here, the Four Outdoorsmen, we got Mark Lucas here. Boomer, you talked about shout-outs, right, Mark, shout-outs?
Yes, sir.
Well, we've got to do a shout-out to Cole and
Sophie.
Cole and Sophie from Nick and Nicole's... Not Nick, but Boomer and Nicole's kids. They were up there helping at the Daniel Drevnik fishing tournament. Thanks for all the work you guys did as well. There's a shout-out to you guys. Get home safely if you will, okay? Hey, the Four Outdoorsmen tonight, we've got Pat here. We've got Brian, and we've got all kinds of things happening. Let's talk about our sponsors first, all right?
Yes,
go,
sir.
Buddy. What do you got, buddy?
You go first.
I'll go first. We got... Well, we got Deadshot Custom Calls, a brand new sponsor. We're going to talk to these guys for about 10 or 15 minutes here pretty soon. Wild Fowler Out Clothes. Oh, you got Wild Fowler. You're
yeah, Wild about those Fowler.
Lakes Trading Company, the best gun shop in the Twin Cities. You've got to support those guys in Forest Lake. Alumacraft, of course, has Boomer's buddy. Alumacraft takes care of Boomer, and they're the best aluminum boat in the world by far, made right in St. Peter. And then we've got Devil's Lake Tourism. I'll tell you what, Devil's Lake. What? You want me right now again?
No.
Oh, go ahead. Well,
you are the worst. You are the absolute worst.
Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, I was just going to talk about our sponsor, Wild Fowler, who's joining us soon. They sponsored us last year. They have apparel for any kind of season, any time of year. They just came out with a new Upland jacket that's really cool. I just gave Stru one of those, and he looks great in it. So you can go to wildfowler.com And you can order a jacket in time for upland bird hunting, which is just around the corner.
They need to do a good job. That's Mark Lukey, my buddy Mark Lukey. I'll tell you what, welcome back, you guys. We've got Brian from Deadshot Custom Call.
You've said it 10 times tonight,
yeah,
it's true.
And Pat is here with Wildlife Forever. Let's start with you, Pat. Okay, let's tell us all about what is Wildlife Forever. How did you get involved? I know it's been around for 25 or 30 years.
Yeah, we're 30 years old. Last year we celebrated our 30th anniversary. I've been with the organization a little over 10 years. I'm the executive vice president there, and really doing some outstanding things here locally. We're a national organization. We've got membership, and we've got key programs that we operate. We do a lot of work with kids and fishing through our state fish art contest. It's an international art contest. Kids draw their state fish, enter in for all sorts of prizes and awards. And we also do the Clean Drain Dry initiative, and we work to prevent the spread of invasive species. And we run a national public service campaign there locally and all around the country. So the billboards that you see on the highway driving up north, the signs that you see at the boat ramp, really trying to educate boaters and anglers, and even here today talking about waterfowl hunting, educating sportsmen about preventing the spread of invasive species through that clean, drain, dry step.
Well, talk more about the Clean, Drain, Dry initiative. How did explain specifically what that is?
Well, it's a kind of a coalition of groups from all around the country that work together on common, consistent, best management practices. So those simple things, those simple behaviors that boaters and anglers and hunters alike can do, anyone who recreates outdoors, if you just follow a few simple steps, again, clean, drain, dry, you really do a lot of good at preventing the spread of invasive species. And here locally, recently, we've had a number of lakes become infested with zebra mussels, or even this new invasive that hit a few years ago called starry stonewort. It's a really nasty invader. And so we really need everybody's help to prevent the spread of that species.
It's got a cool name, though.
It is cool.
Starry
yeah,
stonewort.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds right. Like someone made that up.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. It's nasty. So the name fits it well. It's pretty aggressive, invasive, and we really need to prevent the spread of it. So
you're talking about invasive species hurting our lakes, of course, and waterways. Are we winning the battle? I mean, based on the information I'm getting, and based on the publications and the media stuff, it doesn't seem to me like we're winning the battle.
It's going to spread. And so what we really need to do is slow the spread. And here in Minnesota, I think we're doing a pretty good job at slowing the spread. We've got 11,000 lakes. And so spread is going to happen. But the more that we can educate the public on how to slow that spread, science can catch up. The system of the lake can manage certain things at certain times. There's always new invaders coming. So if we can slow the spread, that'll make that ecosystem that much more resilient from collapse, and you know, some of the collapse that we see happening in Mille Lacs, it's got multiple invasives, and the walleye fishery there, as we know, and we'll probably hear later in the
yeah.
segment,
yeah.
But a lot of challenges there. But the more that we can educate people about how to prevent the spread, that's what we're about. That's what our partners are about at with the Clean Drain Dry initiative, and working with groups all over the country to help do that.
You talked about the educating the public about all the things we're talking about. What are the steps? How are you educating the public, and how are you funded?
Well, we're funded from grants. We're also a member-based organization, so folks like yourself, when you buy that, when you participate with the Calls for Conservation, you get a free membership, and part of your proceeds helps provide funding for us to do our work. But we do a lot of grants, and a lot of the ways that we get our message out there are through media, so working with organizations like yourself to have a PSA aired on the radio, television,
yeah.
Highway billboards, signage, any medium that we can help get that message out there, that's what we're trying to do.
You know, it seems like maybe 10, 20 years ago, the only thing we ever heard about as far as infestation in the waterways was, I believe, something called milfoil.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, every year, something new seems to be showing up. I mean, how do you get ahead of something that's not here now, that may be here in 3 or 4 years,
again,
that you may be aware of?
Yeah, it's education. We're not going to know what's here. Starry stonewort hit 2 years ago. It wasn't even on the radar.
I know what a zebra mussel is. I know what it looks like. What the hell is a starry stonewort?
Well, it sounds like a bad trip.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
It's that's an algae. I'm not a scientist.
You got one of those in the service, Drew, I think.
I think so. Yeah. I've got I got medication for that.
But it looks like a plant.
It's what's stunted. It's true, Mark.
Yeah. Right. Too much stories, dude. Too much.
Stonewall.
Well, Stu, let's get into Brian and Duckall. I heard he has a surprise for us, and it's all probably right. going to take me a while to actually learn how to call in a duck because I've tried it, and they all just look mad at me and fly away. So I want to learn from Brian more about Deadshot Custom Call Company and how to actually call in a duck this year and not just sit there and wait for my friends to call one in so I can shoot.
I tell you what, the first time I heard Mark doing a duck call, I swear to God he was farting. Yeah, honestly,
we call it the dying duck. Yeah. Or the ugly duckling.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's one way of talking
about
that. The
ducks were laughing and laughing. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure he sounded just fine, though.
Oh, sounded good.
Thing.
Sounded good to me.
Sometimes when you stay quiet, you get more ducks.
Yeah. That's what I'm good
None
at.
None of us up here, including myself, is ever going to be a competition world championship caller. It's not my goal. And so what I've been waiting for is this moment, you guys. Deadshot
this
Call Company.
Moment.
Exactly.
I love it.
Made you guys two custom image calls. Okay, and it's directly connected to you, Strew, and Mark. And I've got Boomers here, too.
So mine's a lot shorter than Mark's.
Yours is a tiny, tiny call.
It's a lot louder,
so
though.
So here's
it's
what I want louder. You to do. I want Strew to open Mark's.
All right.
And I want Mark to open Strew's.
I can't wait for this. Now, Mark Lukey, producer, you guys who are listening to the show on the way home from the cabin of the Four Outdoorsmen, thanks. If you're walking through the state fair, stop by. Our booth is right across from the Coliseum. On the north side of the Coliseum building. And Mark Lukey is 6'4", 330 pounds. I'm 5'7", 148, maybe. So this duck call.
So you are opening Mark's.
I'm opening Mark's up. Am I supposed to describe
you are
this?
Supposed to, well, without laughing.
Right. It's a great package, by the way.
It is nice. It is nice.
Now, if you take a peek at that.
Oh, look at that.
I tell you, right out of the movie Hangover.
It's got my mug.
No, it is. This is amazing.
Oh, God.
This custom duck call, you can't see this.
Have you ever seen anything like
this? People take it. Never. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, and Mark will tell me what mine looks like in a couple of seconds. What would this call cost to the average customer?
So that call, completely custom to you guys, okay? That's the most important thing before I tell you. Is $150.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So there's calls out there on the market that go for up to $450. You go into Shields, Cabela's, you got calls that are all the way up to $250, and they mean nothing to you directly. Okay?
Yeah. Right.
That's how I am different with my calls, and I want to stress that very importantly. You, Strew, and Mark, and everybody else gets to design their calls. So, like, for instance, we've got a customer out in the audience right here who designed his calls for his own wedding.
That's
okay, so
cool.
It was that special. They chose to have an American flag in it. They wanted to have the groomsmen's last names in it, initials, et
That's
cetera,
amazing.
Et cetera.
That's amazing.
And they each got their own custom call. Now, the other thing that I did for you guys, another gift that I brought. Now,
just
Mark,
keep coming.
I've got your T-shirt right here. Yours should fit yours. But I brought Strew just a tiny, tiny little T-shirt.
Mark's looks like a nightgown on me.
So that is important there for you guys. So that's just something there.
Oh, that is so cool.
But... if you guys now
let me talk about Strew's. So I opened up Strew's here, and it's got a picture of him holding up a giant bass and says, "Did somebody lose this?" It's fantastic. Check this out, Strew. It's so cool.
And we actually spelled lose on purpose wrong because of Strew. Strew.
Yeah, there you go.
And then it also, if you look at it, it has your company's logo in it. Your show's logo is inside the call.
That is so cool.
I'll tell you what, some other things, Mark.
I saw that were really cool. It looks like you did some. Police firefighter type calls.
Yes.
That was so cool. So any kind of charity event or any kind of fundraiser or any kind of organization, it's just so unique and so cool that you can do this stuff.
And so basically, you know, even this weekend here, we had a benefit that was held down in Georgia. It was for J.D. Fulcher, and he just got through experiencing that horrible cancer called leukemia. They contacted us and wanted us to put a fishing lure in the call, and that's the kind of stuff that I'm able to do.
Yeah.
And so then I actually wrap the inside of the call with colored fly line. And so his favorite color was orange, and it was also that color of that kind of cancer, so it brings that awareness. So then
wow.
Then we donated a second call So it was kind of like what Boomer was doing this weekend for that tribute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the other thing is, too, if I can get your duck calls back really quick, I got something else to show you.
All right.
So, Strew, while I'm doing this, you just keep talking on and
I'll tell you what, these calls are so beautiful, not because my face is on it or Mark Lukey's face is on it by any means, but you have to see the quality of what these calls look like. Mark is going to post them on the Four Outdoorsman Facebook page, I'm sure, our website. You guys have to see these and call Deadshot Custom Calls and see what these guys can do for you. This guy can do for you. I'm tell you what, I'm actually blown away.
Blown away is a good pun, Stu. We appreciate that because you haven't even heard these yet. But you know what? It just hooked you right there. I just saw your face. It's an emotional response.
It really is.
You've got your own face, whether each of us are ugly or cute or whatever. You're in there. You know what? And you're never coming out of there. You're never going to fade. And it's something that you can give to your grandkids or any of your other kids that you have, and they can bring that with them, and they can put that on their shelf, too.
I can tell you right now that I'm going to – well, my kids aren't listening right now because they're walking around the state fairground. I've got 10 grandkids, 3 sons and 10 grandkids. And I'm gonna. One of mine is an absolute hunting addict.
That's awesome.
Well, that wasn't me.
No, that was a duck call.
That's a duck call.
That was a different duck call.
I'll have one of those made for my son Mike, and
awesome.
I'm looking forward to it. This is wonderful.
So favorite memories at the show, right?
Now it's your
turn.
Okay. Of this show?
Yeah.
My favorite.
Favorite memories at the state fair. Because we're gonna give you a whole new memory that you're gonna love.
My favorite memory of the state fair, this is about 20 years ago with my gorgeous wife, Diana, on one of these rides out here that scared the hell out of her. Mm. And I honest to God, I don't think she's been near the Midway since 1990.
Don't blame her.
Yeah. So just watching that expression was something.
So here you go. We're going to create an instant memory for you. So how about we give you a duck call on a stick?
Oh, there we go.
Nice. Well played.
Oh, that is funnier than hell.
There you go. There's Mark. That's you.
That is funny.
There is your duck call on a stick.
A duck call on a stick. Everyone needs a duck call on a stick.
Well, Brian,
nobody gets that.
We just got a couple minutes before break, so let's get into some calling here while we still can. And why don't you grab a call and walk us through some basics, will
you? Yep, you bet. And so basically what happens is you've got the insert and you've got the barrel. Now, the insert is actually what makes the sound. And so when I talk about my own insert, this is the insert now compared to the Echo insert that you have right there in your hand, which is Echo brand. Okay, mm-hmm. So this insert is actually the Deadshot brand that we have professionally made for us based on our own tone board. Okay, so there's different calling techniques that you could do. There's the hail call, there's the Cajun squeal, there's the feed call, a whole bunch of different things. There's the rolling thunder when you get really, really good at calling. But you got to know how to work your birds, okay? So there's three different things. You got to have motion, you got to know how to use your call, and you got to have the equipment, okay? So typically when someone tells you that they just have to be a great call and they're going to get all the ducks in the world, simply not true. Because you got to remember, you got to be where the ducks want to be.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so that's your number one. Then you got to sound like a duck and you want to talk like a duck. And so there's certain cadences that you want to do. So you want to do certain cadences of about 5 or 6 different blows. So that dun, 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 dun is where you're starting high and then you're coming low. And so it's those types of certain things that you can do to get yourself better. As far as actually putting your duck call up to your mouth, you want to just actually rest it on your bottom lip, not put it in your mouth like my little kids do. Okay, and you're just going to blow on it just like you're blowing on a cold Coke bottle. And you're just going to say quit, quit, quit. Okay, so that's what Mark's going to try for us right now, and he's going to actually try that. Okay, now that's the dying duck, but that's a good try. Okay,
saves you some shells.
Okay, so just a little bit different on that, right? Okay,
that's better.
So in a 5-second difference right there, you just saw the immediate difference with that. Okay,
yeah.
That's why we allow our customers to choose between the Echo version or our custom acrylic version, because our custom acrylic is more expensive, and it's more of that professional model. Your tonal ranges are dramatically increased with acrylic and the different tones that you can get out of my insert. And so it's different when Mark is doing that right there, and I can teach him exactly how to do what he's doing.
Can you actually make one of these custom calls based on someone's needs and wants as to how they want to call the birds in?
Yeah, so there's different styles of inserts. Okay, there's an open water insert, which gets really, really loud. And there's a timber insert, which has that nice feeding chuckle. It's a softer tone, which is about 90 to 95% of the inserts in all calls for the most part. Then you have your single reed, and you have your double reed, and then you have your cut down, then you have your Louisiana style. There's so many different styles. And so not to confuse people, but typically what we do is we offer an open water and we offer a timber.
Yeah.
Okay, and the different cadences and tones, that's where it all matters. So your tone, tone channel, your deck height, your cork notch, your drill depth, it's all that specific information to the thousandths of an inch that can make that sound of that call completely different than other calls.
I think what I would like to do is come with someone like you and shoot the birds and let you call them in.
Exactly.
That's what I would love to do. Hey,
exactly.
I'll tell you, we're going to wrap up this section of the 4-Outdoorsman. That was Brian with Deadshot Custom Calls. You go to deadshotcustomcalls.com, deadshotcustomcalls.com, and we got Pat from Wildlife Forever. How do they find you, Wildlife Forever?
Wildlifeforever.org.
Wildlifeforever.org. Well, I tell you what, we'll be right back with Eric from the DNR, Little Falls Fisheries Department. I tell you what, thanks for listening to the 4-Outdoorsman. See you in a few seconds.
The 4-Outdoorsman. Just average guys that love to hunt and fish and chew the fat on Bob Outdoors.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Hey, what fire? Lake's Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lake's Trading Company a very serious look. I'll tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lake's Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Deadshot Custom Call Company is the only duck call trusted and used by the 4-Outdoorsman. Deadshot Custom Calls are handmade in Minnesota and not available in stores because each call has a direct connection to you. Immortalize your hunting dog with the Man's Best Friend series or have a custom image or theme made just for you, whether on your lanyard or on your wall. Deadshot Custom Calls are made from the finest acrylics to last for generations. Customize your call at deadshotcustomcalls.com.
Hi, this is Tyler Barr from Juice Baits. Juice Baits is a Minnesota company based out of Brainerd. Juice Baits are tried, true, and tested by me and my brother Kyle, who are both high school fishing state champions. And we know a good bait, so we came up with Juice Baits. Buy the whole line of soft plastics infused with the juice and get ready for boatloads of fish this season. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and see the whole Juice Baits story on the web at juicebaits.com.
It's the 25th year of Howie's Mud Bog, the huge Labor Day weekend mudding, music, and camping event. Bring your mud truck, UTV, or ATV and make the mud fly, or just sit back and enjoy the show. Howie's Mud Bog, August 30th through September 3rd near Finlayson. Check it out on Facebook or at howiesmudbog.com.
$59? That's it? $59. Those eyeglass frames are often between $300 and $800. How can they sell them for $59? Oh, only at the state fair. At the grandstand, you say, second floor. And I should bring my prescription with me. Must buy prescription lenses. Okay, well, why on earth would I go anywhere else for prescription eyeglasses in August? Thanks, Mom. I love you. The Spectacle Shop's extraordinary $59 frame sale at the State Fair. Find them in the grandstand.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientists observed Subject A at station refueling with Synergy gasoline, available in 3 grades and meticulously engineered to help protect your engine from deposits while giving you better gas mileage. Clearly, Subject A is intelligent. Maybe Subject A wants to get a burger and be best friends. Subject A is leaving. Conclusion? Synergy gasoline gives you better gas mileage, and Subject A is a maybe for burgers and best friends.
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Back to School 101 from Staples. Today's lesson, modern dance. Staples has everything your kids need for back to school at low prices. So when your son finds the Gotta Have It backpack he's been wanting at a Gotta Have It price you've been wanting, you'll both break out your happy dance. Go to staples.com/weeklyad for a coupon to get $5 off your $25 in-store purchase of school supplies. Staples, the back-to-school specialty store.
Offer ends 9/1/18. Exclusions apply. See store or staples.com for details.
Total Country Bob FM.
All right, we're back with the Four Outdoorsmen Minnesota State Fair. Mark Lukey's here. Boomer's not here. He's on his way back from the Daniel Drevnik Memorial Fun Foundation Fishing Tournament, whatever. If you guys don't know anything about Daniel Drevnik, look it up. It's an amazing story. His family is unbelievable. They're raising a lot of money for a good cause. And you talked about military, being a police officer. That's what the Daniel Drevnik Fund is all about as well. So, Boomer, get home safely, and thanks for doing what you do. We're going to finish this show off with a young man named Eric Altina, right?
Altina, but that's fine.
Altina. Well, I tell you what. Well, my last name is Strusinski, and I got a lot of Polak jokes, but we haven't got. Well, I can tell you this one. No, this is clean. I know all the Polak jokes. How come all the Polish names end in ski? Because nobody else knows how to spell toboggan. I didn't make that up. Anyway, Eric is with the Minnesota DNR, and he's a fishery manager guy, management in charge of fisheries.
Area fisheries manager.
Tell me your title. What is your title?
I'm area fisheries manager in Little Falls. We cover Morrison, Todd, Benton, and Mille Lacs counties.
All right. What are your responsibilities as a manager of the fisheries department up in Little Falls?
Well, we have a small staff, but basically we're responsible for managing the fisheries resources in those four counties and then coordinating with the various offices around the state as well to do other work. Yeah. So, yeah.
And you're down here now. Where do you live? You said
I live in Rice.
Okay, so it's a little jaunt down here, right?
Yeah,
you're here
not
at the, and you're here at the Minnesota the DNR booth just 200 yards away from us right now.
Answering any and all information you're looking for on fish.
Are you
getting any Mille Lacs questions?
Never.
No. I don't know if you've been busy.
Yeah. Hey, one question one of our friends has asked me to ask you is if you've got an answer for it, fine. If not, that's okay as well. How come there are no muskies in the whitefish chain? Are they going to stock muskies in the whitefish chain?
That's going to be a tough one. Obviously, muskies are a big topic, you know, and it's really controversial.
Controversial for some.
A
lot of false information there, to be honest with you.
There is. There really is. You know, the biology is pretty clear, but honestly, teaching that to people and the social piece of that is a totally different subject. The whitefish chain is a tough one. A lot of people on board, you know, a lot of people on that system. As far as expanding, I know that we've been pretty much told it's going to be a pretty limited opportunities in the next 20 years or so.
I'd imagine that.
Yeah.
Now, one of the reasons I contacted you is because one of your partners on Thursday said, hey, call this guy. He's the guy that can talk about fishing and all that. Because we're in the state of Minnesota.
Okay.
This is the Minnesota State Fair. Let's talk to Eric Altina. And I read a story about you and you're involved in Little Rock Lake. Up by Little Falls, Minnesota, am I correct? Is it up in that general area?
Closer to Rice.
Okay, closer to Rice.
Sartell area,
and you're very, very familiar with that lake. I think you had spent a lot of time on it when you were younger as well, correct?
Not when I was younger, but certainly I've been around the department for about 20 years.
All right. Tell me what's going on. You have we had a conversation earlier, he and I, when I went over to the DNR booth, because my wife and I have a place in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, and we are on the chain of lakes in Chautauqua, Wisconsin. Six lakes, maybe seven lakes, who knows. It's a fairly shallow lake, and we get algae from the end of May all the way through the end of August, and it hurts tourism.
Oh, yeah.
Fishing's good and all that, but it does deter some people from taking advantage of the water activities.
Absolutely.
The same things are happening in Little Rock to the point where in 1990 it was so bad that people were leaving the area for a while just to get away or something like that. What are you doing with Little Rock Lake? What are your ideas to take care of the algae problem in Little Rock Lake? It's a great story.
So first of all, Little Rock Lake is actually one of the 4% worst lakes in Minnesota in terms of water quality. So we looked at several different options. What do we do? What are some things that we can try and do? Well, back in 2007, there was actually a TMDL project initiated because the algae was so bad. The phosphorus had become so high because of watershed changes, land use, you name it, all the different stuff that we've seen. Eutrophication just became a common thing. There's a lot of phosphorus within the system. There's limited ways you can actually try and treat that. One of the main things that we're trying to do is actually improve water quality, restore fish habitat, and improve shoreline stability. So what are some ways you can try and achieve that?
I don't know. Exactly. You can help me out.
So one of the ways that our wildlife folks and our shallow lakes folks have gone around doing that, not necessarily for fish habitat, but stability and improving water quality, is doing a drawdown. All right, and that's basically a temporary drop of the water level for a given amount of time.
Now, obviously, there's a dam at the end of this lake. Otherwise, you couldn't suck all the water out.
Exactly.
Okay, so need a dam.
Get your straws.
Yeah. What's that? Big straws.
Get your straws.
You talked about the Boy Scouts.
Right,
it's like,
there you go. They're helping you out. Anyway, we looked at different options, and the full system drawdown was by far the most economical, most potentially beneficial for the system. And now, these guys that do waterfowl stuff, they know that drawdowns work.
Yep.
They know that they've seen increased plant growth, and that plant growth is really valuable and changes the way that soil actually functions. It actually creates more usage of that phosphorus that remains in the soil. So by dropping the water level down, the plants actually increase, uses up the phosphorus, provides a fish habitat, and increases shoreline stability with that root mass.
Hey, so, Pat and Brian, you can jump in anytime you want. What they're thinking about doing is taking this lake and dropping the water level maybe 3 feet is what I read, three or four feet, whatever. Okay, which means there's going to be some mud flats where there were no mud flats exposed before. And what I was reading is that you're going to plant some vegetation, natural vegetation, the kids are or something, right?
Yep, we'll do some. We've actually coordinated with the scouts, to be able to do some of the work on the public areas for us, and then
free labor, that a boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So, but the scouts really get a lot out of it too, so it's not a bad project at all. But the public areas we can do that with, and then a lot of the private landowners have actually inquired about adding native plants to their areas as well, because they know the value of that, and they can see that would benefit from the standpoint of reducing nutrients.
Now, Little Rock, does it flow into the Mississippi River?
Yes, it does.
All right, so the people downstream, I'm sure, are not going to be happy about this.
Actually, they're more happy than you think. There's quite a few people that are pretty positive about the whole aspect, saying, hey, if it means better water quality, this is a good thing.
Yeah.
There are a few in the area that probably don't like it, because it's 6 weeks, and this is what we've come down to. It's we wanted to go much longer. It would make a lot more sense to kind of follow a natural flow regime, so we basically go down to start out in the springtime, have it drop all the way down, follow it through the summer, and let it drop all the way through the winter. That would be great, right? Mm-hmm. From the standpoint of naturally speaking. However, that's not feasible from the standpoint of the public user groups and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're requesting that we actually try and maintain the level if at all possible. Not to mention that we have a hydroelectric facility that produces $235,000.
And they're losing money.
Yeah.
And they're losing money.
So the SWCD actually got a grant to be able to make something happen, and they acquired that through Bowser, Board of Water and Soil Resources, and they managed to acquire that grant, and the Lake Association acquired the funds to be able to do the 25% match. So they acquired the funds to make it happen. The 6 weeks is the absolute minimum that we could go and still get plant growth.
Now, based on your quotes, I think, from the article I read a couple of days back, that the water clarity in Little Rock right now is only 1 foot, right? Something like that, or less.
Yes.
And your thoughts were, if you do the things you're going to do and it works successfully, you might increase that water clarity by 50%, right?
That would be a conservative estimate. Yeah, I mean, if these guys have been around any drawdown projects, it goes from like nothing to absolutely clear.
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. We actually have a direct benefit. Hamden Anderson Slough up by Detroit Lakes. Ducks Unlimited put in $2.5 million along with the Fish and Wildlife Service and did exactly what our DNR representative is talking about here. I live next to that. It's about a five-minute drive for me, and you should have seen it about 5-6 years ago. Green, mucky, nothing would live there. It's got just nasty minnow fish-type things in it, and nothing would go there. No ducks. It's mergansers, and just it's kind of it was a cesspool for a while. And now, over the time where they've put in the drawdowns and all the equipment that they've put in there through the grants and all the donations and the hard work, et cetera, you should have seen the amount of ducks that were in there this last year, this last fall. It was an absolute turnaround.
That's good for dead shot custom calls, right?
It's great for that, but they got the freshwater shrimp back. I mean, they've got all the nutrients in the water that's actually helping provide a sustainable water source for the habitat.
5 minutes. See, Mark Lukey gave me the 5 minutes.
You're not supposed to talk when
sorry.
I give you a signal.
I'm sorry. Hey, I'll tell you what. Now, this is this was supposed to take place beginning August 1st, 2018, and now something happened where the feds got involved, and they're backing you up to 2019. Tell me, Tell you,
you've never heard that before. No.
And Eric is of the DNR here is sarcastically smiling. Tell me what's happening with the feds.
So it's a complicated project to begin with, right? We had the state approval from our local from our DNR archaeologists, right? But once you involve the FERC, which is Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which regulates the dam, FERC.
Oh,
FERC.
Oh.
Be careful how you FERC and say that. So, once FERC got involved, then all of a sudden it's a Federal Energy Regulatory Commission regulated project. It requires federal review. That's a lot more complicated. And our SHPO, our State Historical Preservation Office, has to do a full system, basically analysis, and say, okay, which tribal stuff, which historical relics or whatever in the area. They hadn't done that. And they let me know about the week before we were actually supposed to get going on the project. So,
all right. I told you about the place we have in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, and we love it. We pontoon, we fish. It's just a wonderful, wonderful. Next to marrying my wife, Diana, buying the place in Chautauqua, Wisconsin in 1987 was the second best thing I've ever done. Now, they've been talking about this water clarity for 31 years since the time we've been, and probably for 50 years prior to us being there. And nothing has changed. The last couple of years, they bought what is called, I believe, a skimmer. And they're skimming all the
algal
off the top of the water. And the farmers love it. I think they dump it with farmers, and they use it for their, you know, their fertilizer and all that. But to me, it seems like it's putting a Band-Aid on a broken arm. It's not solving the problem. I think it is just – so tell me, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, The one thing that is kind of beneficial, honestly, just to put the Little Rock thing back in perspective, is that the SWCD has done a great job working in the watershed. They've reduced phosphorus by over 2,500 pounds per year since 2012. 70-some-odd projects between Morrison County and Benton County that have been done to try and reduce the phosphorus that's coming in. That's a big piece of the puzzle right there, right?
Yeah.
So if there's no effort trying to be made to reduce the phosphorus, improve septics and all that stuff, then it doesn't help. All right, so the whole idea is that this whole project is to be able to be one piece of the puzzle. The drawdown is that piece to try and treat the internal loading. That's what the problem is in Little Rock anyway. And it's going to be unique depending upon each system. So
it's really going to be fun for me, being in this position where I am right now, to follow what's going to happen. And I'll stay in touch with you to see if it's going to happen, when it's going to start and all of that. And they're talking about maybe August of 2019 to begin this, talking about a one-year project or so. It's really going to be very, very important you guys succeed because the DNR gets their ass kicked every day, every day. You don't need any more bad publicity and things that don't go well. But, hey, I'll tell you what, Eric, thanks for being here.
True man's back in town.
Really? Eric from the DNR, Little Falls, I appreciate it. Hang on a second. Right. Now we're going to finish up with
a couple
of duck calls.
Let's get
can you do a duck call?
I used to duck hunt.
You want to try it. Try it out.
There you go. There you go.
All right, let's get Mark on that.
Well, no, I want to learn how to do a feeder call.
I'm going to teach you. Put that duck call back to your lips right now, okay? And you're going to say one of two things. It's either going to be tuga tuga or tikka tikka.
Okay.
So try that. Now get your whole hand off of there and hold that on the webbing of your hand. Yep. Nope. Good. You've got that going, right? Okay, so now it's just going to be a little bit quicker. So that's why that ticka ticka, you're using the end of your tongue. See, the problem is his beard's getting in the way. He's chewing on his beard more than anything. He's got that cheese curd going in there.
There you go.
So then when you want to slow that down a little bit, you're going to go tuga tuga.
Okay.
So that's going to give you those one notes. Your ticka ticka is going to give you that extra, the sidestep within there, and it's going to be a real quick feeder call. Okay. Typically, your feeder calls you're only doing when you're trying to finish your birds, though. Okay.
Right.
So your hail call. That loud is going to be able to get their attention from miles away. This is a timber. The open water can go even louder.
Very good. Awesome, Stu, man. Well, we got to wrap it up here pretty soon.
What do you mean by pretty soon? Am I done?
You're done.
All right.
Thank our guests, and let's get moving.
Thanks to Brian from Deadshot Custom Calls, brand new sponsor. Pat is from Wildlife Forever. Eric, DNR Fisheries Department. I'll tell you what, the project you're going, you can talk about that. Thank you very, very much. You want to listen to the show again? It's on Tuesday podcast. Listen to whoever. Thanks for supporting the Four Outdoorsmen. Talk to you guys later on.
And lastly, I've always wanted to do this on the radio.
Do it.
Hang on. Go ahead.
If you can, text WF calls to 41411 and get your Wildlife Forever Calls for Conservation call, where we give 20% back to Wildlife Forever to protect and conserve the habitat. Back to you, Stru.
Nice.
Get outdoors, like Boomer would say, right?